T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than 3 times and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3,205. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, D. Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
Thank you. Hi, the Men's Room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has Valentine's Day deals, 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 deals. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
Drinking and drunk.
All right, here we go. Alaska man steals a pickup truck, then rams a police car at the Mush Inn Motel. Meanwhile, man drives to court for intoxication charges and is drunker than hell. Florida Meemaw lets son run drug and gun ring out of her senior living center. Florida woman goes off on boyfriend when he did not want to enter. And Canadian couple find a live frog living inside a green pepper. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. Here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel. Boom, well timed. And then we will ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. So far this year, our biggest dummy has been Sean, who slow-roasted 10 pounds of stupid and found a way to answer 13 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go. I'm Big Dummy.
Be a contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 844-999-OLA. Like The Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to The Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Oh, the show's hand, away we go. Welcome to show number 3205.
What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as once again we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We'll spin a category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. And so far, our biggest dummy, that'll be Sean. Took him 14 questions the last time we played to get one right. Now, keep in mind, we did reset the biggest dummy at the beginning of the year by your suggestion. So we have a brand new dummy for the year. That would be Sean. Every week we've had a new dummy so far.
No, Romulus held true. I want to say for 2 weeks. Weeks. Congratulations, okay. Yeah, Romulus, for defending your title.
And, of course, every time we played the game known as Big Dummy, we do a little men's room poll. And last time we played, we had something a little bit quirky about your partner. So you had to pick something that your partner had that you could deal with one way or another.
But although, don't want to.
Yeah, although it would be whatever it is. So the first option was a unibrow. your partner's not going to get rid of it. It's always going to be there. And, you know, you're going to be looking at a unibrow, which is...
You got Groucho Marx with the forehead.
Yeah. And every time you see someone with a unibrow, you think to yourself...
They have a unibrow.
Surely someone has told them that they have a unibrow. Is it Anthony Davis? NBA guy?
Yeah.
Does he not have, like...
Yeah,
like
he has a unibrow.
But I don't think he cares.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
he obviously doesn't, because everyone told... Whose responsibility is it to alert the unibrow person, right? Anthony Davis clearly didn't care.
But he's a 6'8" guy.
You're not going to say
that.
So, but is it, like, the boyfriend slash girlfriend? Is it the parents? Is it a sibling? Like, who needs to tell someone, hey, bro, get 2 separate
The closest
eyebrows.
Person to you.
Okay.
Next up was an annoying voice. So whatever that accent was that you don't like or something annoying about the voice, you would have to deal with that. Jacked up hands. Now, whether that would be somebody who has bigger hands than you, obviously, as far as what Robin said, commented, hey, look, if you're a guy, you're probably going to have bigger hands than the woman you're going out with.
Probably. But you don't, you'll notice.
But then we had a woman who called up and said, hey, I went out on this date, first date with this guy. He wore gloves. His hands were so small, it freaked me out. You know what I mean?
It was a deal breaker.
So jacked up hands was another option. And then we had a bad laugh.
I bet that woman is a ton of fun.
She seemed like a ton of fun.
Yeah.
So we put the poll up for you. If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, and here's how you voted. As far as the least concerning item, that would be jacked up hands. 15% voted for jacked up hands. Number 3 was the unibrow at 16%.
Miles, I sleep well at night in her giant hands.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so comforting.
It is.
It's just that your penis looks so small in them. Number 2.
That's not her hand.
Number 2 is the annoying voice at 17%. So, relatively speaking, between the annoying voice, unibrow, and jacked up hands, voting was pretty close. Bad laugh, that ran away with everything. 52% of you said, look, I can deal with a bad laugh.
But everyone agreed, I will not say anything funny.
Okay. Now, this time on the men's room poll, we talked about biting into some food items as far as your just bizarre food experience that you've had, as far as it not going so well for you, what happened. And we had a couple of callers come in. One guy in particular said, hey, look, I bit into a metal bolt at one point in time. We had a story of a cockroach infestation locally, has not been proven true.
Right.
But either way, you would be also biting into a cockroach.
Mm-hmm.
We had the story of the Band-Aid. You said in all of your kitchen years, there's only been one Band-Aid that's gone out.
That made it to the table, but in this case, it's a story. A guy bit into his chimichanga. The Band-Aid was inside of it.
Right. And of course, based on me clipping my toenails on the coffee table in the living room.
In the living room.
We have a fingernail. So
we also had a guy that called yesterday, and he said he and his buddy went to get Chinese food. They both got fried rice. No big deal. He did not taste anything or feel anything odd in the fried rice. He said, but when he looked up from his buddy and looked behind the counter, The woman behind the counter was clipping her nails over the rice.
Right.
So you're going to bite into one in your food, okay? That's our poll.
Right. The camo's too easy for
Will it be you'll bite into a fingernail, a metal screw, a Band-Aid, or a cockroach? Those are your options. Obviously, you don't want any of these things in your food because we know when we put the poll up, if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, the first response will be, I'm not biting into any of those things.
That's just gross. Why would I do that?
That's the point,
you dumb son of a bitch.
Not supposed to be in your food. You just happen to bite into it. Look, I don't know if you guys have been watching Curb Your Enthusiasm, but the latest episode
I'm behind.
Is that, and I'm not going to give away too much here, but there's... A realistic-looking fake fruit bowls that people have been putting out, right?
This fruit
looks exactly like regular fruit, and people keep picking it up and biting it into it and chipping their teeth because they think it's real fruit, right? So if you bite into a metal screw, there's a pretty good chance you might have to go to the dentist.
But I'm taking the metal screw.
You are taking the metal screw.
Listen, and it's just my general position. I don't want any of these, but my position is this. If I find a foreign thing in my food, I prefer to have no biological background.
Sure. I believe, I don't know in the world, of eating bugs. I know grasshoppers are fairly common as far as them being fried.
Sure.
Not sure about a cockroach. I know one thing for sure. If you step on a cockroach, think about like the goo that comes out of the middle of a crab, the mustard area, if you've ever seen that.
They're on water balloon.
When you step on a cockroach, they blow out this pus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like this big white goo ball that comes shooting out of the side of them. So if you bite into one, chances are it's going to squirt in your mouth and still be
like
alive.
Like I said, I want nothing with a biological origin. The screw, look, I might chip my tooth. If I chip my tooth, the worst thing that happened is I chip my tooth. But I don't have that weird mental scarring of I felt goo hit my tongue.
Sure.
I've been to a roach and the goo hit the back of my throat.
I think I'm basing mine just out of safety of the teeth.
Really?
Yeah. So I think I might go nail or...
Band-Aid?
Maybe Band-Aid.
I pulled off a Band-Aid, Band-Aid today, man. And had all that, like the little inside, the white part, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
just, little dot.
I had all the little goo that came out of my, my wound.
I'm just envisioning biting into that bolt and, like, crushing teeth, and I'm bleeding. And
I know, but there's no mental scarring from that to me. Band-Aid, I don't know whose Band-Aid this is.
All right, I'll go fingernail.
Okay, so our men's room poll, you got to bite into one in your food, obviously.
Where do y'all put your fingers that you're so weirded out by fingernails?
It's not, okay, bite my fingernail for me.
Well, no, it's on your hand.
No, it doesn't matter. Now just take it off my hand. Put it, like, you will not walk over here and chew on my fingernail.
No!
I am offering it to you. So
some people also have some jacked up hands and some jacked up fingernails.
Yeah,
like you have very tight. You must trim a lot.
I try.
How often do you cut those things?
Why are you standing like that? You look like the Black Panther, like you're about to pounce. Dead as the fingers all over.
Like you're be better if I was like this.
I think it's like this. I think.
Oh, look at my hands.
I got decent hands. Come chew my fingernail.
Yeah, exactly.
My neighbor was a fireman, and he said you should keep your nails short enough that you can, like, clean stuff out and nothing will get underneath them.
Yeah.
Oh. So if they're scraping, they're too long.
Oh, I'm not scraping. They're too long.
You never worked a hard day in your life.
I know.
Montgomery.
Yeah, no, you've been working in radio with nice nails.
Soft hands.
So the game is Big Tummy. 844-999-OLA. Who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Ryan, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Not Sober.
All right, Ryan, welcome to the show. Okay, our men's room poll. You've heard it. You got to bite into one, and it's in your food. Will it be a fingernail, a metal screw, a Band-Aid, or a cockroach?
I was going to say cockroach, and the only reasoning I have is extra protein, but once you guys started talking about the goo that comes out...
Yeah, that's the reality.
It's almost like the entire inside of that thing is just goo.
Have you ever seen Dr. Pimple Popper? That's basically what that thing is.
Yeah, just squirting
a pimple
out
with legs.
Goo.
Get ready for the goo.
I'm going to go ahead and say the bolt.
Oh, yeah, join me for a bolt sandwich, brother. I'm right
that'll
there with
it.
You.
Yeah.
By the way, some comments came in, and someone says, I worked at an Italian place. A woman found a frog in the bottom of her salad. It was missing a leg.
Oh, no. That's going to be awful tough to do that frog life without a leg, you know?
Someone else, hey, these being great. And someone else says, I worked at a fast food establishment. Somebody bit into a bean burrito and started chewing on the Band-Aid that fell off of somebody's thumb.
Ooh.
Man, oh, man.
That's the reason Miles hates bean burritos.
Quick shout out to Ted real quick. Thank you for the pet talk for Kyla yesterday as my daughter.
Oh, yeah.
We were at Izzy's, which is a buffet, and she yells at me from across the buffet line, Ryan, give me a Sprite. I just look here and go.
Oh,
did you get her a Sprite?
Sorry about
did
that,
you
Ryan.
Did you get her a Sprite?
No, it's all good. Yeah, she got her Sprite.
Okay, cool.
In case you don't know, Ted encouraged this young girl to address her father as Ryan and demand a Sprite.
Hey,
so she actually did.
You asked for a pep talk for a child from Coach Smith.
Hey, it worked.
Coach Ted, yeah.
Hey, Ryan, what's up? Ryan, how old is Kyla?
She's 8.
8 years old. Okay, good for
her. Hey, Ryan, give me a Sprite.
Sweet.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, her defense, that'd be pretty funny in the restaurant.
I tell you what, there's nothing worse, though. I'm telling you, as a parent, there's nothing worse than your kids calling you by your real name. Because you're like, what are you doing? You're like, it's the only way I can get your attention.
Mm-hmm. And it's hilarious to everybody else except the actual parent.
Right. You're like, I'm your dad.
I mean, mug my kids so hard, and I didn't even mean to do it. He said it once. Kind of showing off for his buddy, right? They're sitting on the stairs in the basement. So he says it, and I can tell by the look on his face that obviously the look on my face told him, do it again, you're going to die.
What do you go, hey, Steve?
Yeah, just, and they kind of chuckled, and I don't know what you're right. It's something about your kid's voice what? Saying it. It's not a big
what?
Deal.
It's almost like they called you a bad it's word.
I know. Hey, mother effer.
Hey, like, I'm your dad.
Yeah, man. My brow drooped so low.
I don't know why that sets me off, but it did. One time my kids called me my name.
Every
I just like put my hands on the table like, I want to kill you.
And we're not trying to be angry about it.
Exactly.
It's just, you're right, though. It's like a reflex. Like, what the heck you call me?
Exactly. That's how picturing the Iceman starter yelling across this restaurant. Hey, Ryan.
Oh, that's man. God, that pissed me off.
All right, Ryan, here's your question. God, you're right, dude. I mean, that's... Kids, if you want to get under your parents' skin, call them by the first name.
Just like they call you by your full name?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, hit them with the
first.
Oh, is that true, Miles?
All right, Carol, you know.
Ted, I almost wanted to slap you for that. You know what I mean? My kid, like, oh, it's like that?
Yep. It is like that. He's great.
I need some more chips down here, Steve.
Oh, God.
For me and my buddy, we're having a sleepover. They bring us a Sprite.
Deal with it. I called his mom for him already. All right, here's a question. What element does uranium become when it's lost all of its radioactivity?
Uranium, I would say plutonium?
Come on, you're uranium, you lose all your radioactivity, now you are...
Yellow cake.
Lead.
Lead!
Oh.
Yes.
Does that mean all lead was once uranium?
I'm assuming.
Okay.
I mean, that is my general assumption.
Okay.
Based
I
on
know that.
That.
Yeah. You're using a uranium pencil.
Mm-hmm. What military cemetery is across the Potomac River from the Lincoln Memorial?
At Arlington?
That is.
Yeah.
Nice job, Ryan.
Well done.
Okay.
Well done.
Don't give me a Sprite.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, once.
A couple of times. Only once?
Yep.
Yeah, been there a few times. I don't know why. Every time I went, it's somber. It's awful.
It's heavy.
Yeah,
so it was a one-time deal.
There's a lot of... That's the thing about D.C., right? So you can see the certain memorials, like the Lincoln Memorial's not heavy. You're looking at a dude sitting in a chair.
The
right?
Vietnam War Memorial's pretty heavy.
That is real heavy. Arlington is real heavy. The Korean thing, real heavy. And then, so by the time you're done, you're like, what did we just do?
Mm-hmm. You need to go to the Smithsonian, see some dinosaurs for a palate cleanse.
Yeah, you do. Like, go to the Smithsonian after you go
right,
to the memorial. So those
like, all right.
You should go to Arlington. Mm-hmm.
You should.
Yeah.
And then, but Miles isn't kidding. Then go to the Smithsonian, because you are not going to leave there.
Then go look
okay.
at space capsules and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Go get space ice cream and air
space. Clear your head.
That's the whole D.C. trip advisor.
Yeah. Game is Big Tummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Johnny. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, guys?
Hola!
Johnny, sober, not sober?
Sober. Day three.
Day three?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man. Johnny, what happened? Tell us.
What happened?
Yeah, why did you go sober? There's always a reason. There's always a trigger.
Well, yeah, I don't want to get into all that, but I've got legal troubles and just eye-opening experiences. I'm not a good drunk.
Look, man, legal troubles and eye-opening experience are very commensurate. They work together a lot.
I'm like, I hope this was one right. thing and not both legal trouble and an eye-opening right. experience.
How is day three going? How are you feeling?
I was good. I was good and clean and sober for 9 months, and then I slipped up for a little bit, so I restarted.
Okay, good.
It's fine.
Okay. All right, Johnny, we got the men's room poll for you. You need to bite into what in your food? Is it going to be a fingernail, a metal screw, a Band-Aid, or a cockroach?
I'm with Thrill. It's going to be a screw.
All right.
It's not biological.
See, Ted and Miles are very strange.
And I only might break a tooth.
Right.
All right. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to go to the dentist.
I know it's just
I don't
like,
mind going to the well, I don't want to go to the dentist, but again, I would rather go to the dentist to repair my chipped tooth on the screw that shouldn't have been there than not have to go to any hospital trying to explain what it's like to have a cockroach burst in my mouth.
By the way, I did this to myself today.
Band-aid.
I bit through my fork.
I saw that today. Ted held up his plastic fork. I'm like, did you bite through that? Look, I must be hungry.
Yeah. I was...
You didn't swallow any of it, did you?
It's compostable. But it was a compostable fork.
It was, still.
Maybe I should have munched it.
And edible. All right, here is your question. What is the name of Spain's famous cold soup that's made mostly from tomatoes?
Ooh. We have a candidate. It's like guiche or something.
Guiche. That sounds like a part of my body covered by my pants.
Sounds like your last name.
Hey, man.
Guiche.
Was it also like a secret?
I don't know the answer, but it starts with a G, right?
You are
gazpacho?
Correct. Gazpacho?
Yeah.
It sounds like the Gestapo.
That's what I was gazpacho. Thinking. Was it a secret police thing?
Cold soup.
Dude, listen, it's a cold soup made of tomato. It's not as bad as it sounds unless you eat it as a soup. So I worked at a few restaurants where we made it. And there's herbs in it, so, like, the flavor's good, but it is cold. But I would rather just use it as a salsa. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But people eat, like, bowls of this stuff. All right, your question. What chemical substance is the opposite of a base?
A guitar.
Acid.
All right.
I wish you could see the Ted charades back here. Ted, thinks about it for a minute. Puts out his tongue and then starts like pointing at him. Acid.
Like acid?
Acid, yeah. I told you, man. He's a charades genius. Uh-huh.
I guess it's so hot in Spain that the soup has to be cold.
It's not that hot in Spain.
I mean, it almost seems like a ceviche, kind of.
I mean, think about it. If you go to Houston, Texas is hot. They don't need anything cold. Maybe potato salad. Otherwise, everything's straight off the grill.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know why they do it.
Other than potato salad.
I know.
Is there any vegetables that are eaten in Houston?
Baked beans.
Give me a second to think about this. So every time I go to Houston, it's the same thing.
Okay, but seriously, is there a green vegetable on anywhere? Because I can tell you when I go back home.
Okay, it depends.
The Italian household, no green in the
Well, barbecue generally used to could still have a pot of greens.
You could. yes, Ted, you could. Do pickles count?
No.
Okay, then no. Every time I go there, it's the same thing. Every time you land.
What is it?
Oh, baby. You look hungry. No, man. We ate on the plane. I'm fine. That means nothing. They're going to make you a plate of food, put it on the finest paper.
Okay, what?
Cornet. But the plate they hand you weighs like 7 pounds. So it is brisket. It is ribs. Brisket, ribs. Probably 3 or 4 different types of sausage.
Three or four different types?
Oh, bro, it's like Baskin-Robbins there, man. When my uncle starts cooking, like, he's the guy who turned me on to Boudin and all these other things. Boudin was not the only option. That was just one of the 15 options I got on the grill right now. Give me that Boudin. I'm going to make you some Boudin. You're going to have some of those sauces now. And get some brisket and get some ribs on there. So the same uncle, he also makes pickles.
Nice.
Makes his own pickles.
He makes his own pickles. He sells his own pickles.
And he also sells hats.
I swear to God.
Is he a big man?
He is 6'8", 6'7", 6'8".
Jesus.
He's a big man, but he's not fat, but he's a real tall guy.
What's the name of his pickles?
I don't know. I don't like pickles, so I never eat them.
Sounds like a fantasy place.
Oh, dude, you would love it. You need to go there for a day and eat this man's food.
You are listening to the Midterm Radio Network.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
A little programming note for you here.
Oh, exciting.
Our own Mike Hawk has already started eating poppy seed muffins this morning.
Yeah, he walked into the office, a rather large poppy seed muffin, I would add, and He was going to town. And Mike is very enthusiastic about this challenge we're doing because he loves eating poppy seeds.
So we're going to do it. As far as I know, I just got an email that said the package that I received from Amazon with the drug kit in there, the test, that should arrive today. Unless, of course, the porch pirate comes and maybe decides that he wants to take a urine test as well. So the idea
this
is...
This one or at your home?
At my home, yes.
Okay.
The idea on this thing is that we're going to find out if Mike can have a false positive test by eating poppy seeds to see if that actually will create an opiate positive test. Because we had a caller, a listener, who basically said, look, my stepmother's nephew was in some trouble. Lo and behold, he gets out of jail. He's on probation. He has to go take a test. And he has a dirty urinalysis based on the fact that he says that he eats a lot of poppy seeds.
But the thing is, everyone on opiates that fails a drug test will tell you that they eat a lot of poppy seeds. Hell, it's what I would say. I'd be flying an Oxycontin telling you.
We're
going to
do a little social experiment here and ramp up. And Mike's just going to eat a ton of poppy seeds, right?
Right.
And then next week, we are really getting deep in the poppy seeds. There's a poppy seed dessert filling. There's poppy seeds you can buy. You can just sprinkle on chicken. You can make poppy seeds, all kinds of stuff. He's just going to eat the hell out of him, and we're going to find out whether whether he gets a positive opiate test back.
I am also going to take a drug test, and I'm not going to eat poppy seeds. So if I test positive for it, I've got a problem.
And I'm going to take one, too, just because Ted's making me. You going to do it?
Yeah, I got no worries.
Okay, cool. All
I know what you'll find.
Yeah, I mean, right?
Yeah, I know what you're going to find with me, too. I mean, it's pretty basic stuff.
Do we?
But I just...
That's why I want to do a surprise test.
Miles knows what we'll find. We don't know what we'll find.
You know what I could do? Because I know I'm going to test positive for THC.
Well, sure.
Yeah. All right, that doesn't count.
Yeah, but what I could do is... Well, nothing
would
that matters.
Would you say that at a job? Yeah, I tested positive. It doesn't count. Come on.
I mean, in our industry, probably.
Okay, but what if I went to a store and bought one of those cleanses that you're supposed to take the night before?
Ooh.
So what if I just smoke the living hell? Here's what I'll do. I'll go buy some weed, and I'll start smoking it like crazy, right?
There you go.
That's a great idea. Yeah, that's... See?
You show up dirty for weed. That's no biggie.
Well, I know, but I'm going to try to
the comedy is what else shows up.
If he cleanses...
But if I cleanse the night before with one of these teas, and I pee clean, and you do not... You know what I mean?
Then we know the cleanse works.
This thing might work.
We know. There is no point in Miles' adult life for THC is not showing up on this drug test. So
I will bet you $100 bill. There's no chance you pee clean.
No chance?
On THC.
No chance.
No.
All right. Game on, mother. Game on. I'm going to go buy one of those things. Do they still have those things?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. They're,
do they
yeah.
still do UAs?
I mean, but could you go to a marijuana store and buy one?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, where do I buy it at?
Head shop.
Okay, gotta go to a head shop. If you see one, pick it up for me on the way. So I need to go to a place that sells bongs and get this stuff.
It's a water pipe.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA, who is our next contestant ready to play the game.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Johnny on Team Sober, Team Not Sober.
I'm on Team Not Sober.
All right, John, welcome to the show. Welcome to Big Dummy.
Thank you.
Our men's room poll today, you get a bite into what in your food? Obviously, it's not supposed to be there, but if you had to, would it be you bite into a fingernail, a metal screw, a Band-Aid, or a cockroach?
Yeah, everyone's hitting the nail on the head. Anything that's not living, it's a screw. I mean, if it's in some, like, broccoli or a soup, I might feel it. Might, you know, chip a tooth. But, I mean, a Band-Aid, a fingernail, or, like, whatever gross thing you said. Yeah, no, a screw. I'll go with the bolt.
See, man,
I'm going to go with the bolt.
I'm right there with you. Ted and Miles seemed very strange to me yesterday, because yesterday I had made the argument, like, look, you don't want to eat any of this, but I prefer mechanical stuff over anything with a biological origin just because of the mental scar.
I'm going to go with Ted and be on the fingernail team.
Yeah, I just don't want to bite. Like, you're biting a full chomp down on this bolt.
All right.
Broken teeth, blood everywhere.
No. You're chomping down and breaking forks. Most people are not, like, breaking their teeth when they chew stuff.
No. You don't get that. That's what we're saying. This is how it started. Was the guy got something, it's wrapped up. You're not just tiptoeing around it. You're taking a real bite here, son.
Okay. Well, not breaking my teeth, but anyways. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I'm taking a
screw
anyway.
You don't know that. That's the point, bolt boy.
Okay. I would rather chip a tooth a little bit than eat someone's Band-Aid or fingernail and just think of the repercussions of that grossness.
All right.
That's fair.
But if you do get the fingernail there, then you can clean in between the rest of your teeth and get the chicken out. You know what I'm saying?
Look, you guys said you wanted fingernails, and I offered Ted to chew my fingernail connected to my hand right now. My hands have been washed recently. And he said no. I would offer it to Miles, but Miles would do it.
Yeah.
We all know this.
All right.
Here is your question. Right? Am I right?
Well, it's like we always say about a certain flavor. If I offered you a popsicle flavored like this, you wouldn't eat it.
But in certain circumstances, ain't nothing better.
I might suck on a candy-flavored screw, though.
Okay, there you go. All right, here's your question. I had to research this. What is someone from Connecticut called?
What is someone from Connecticut called? I don't think I can say that word. A Connecticutian.
A Connecticutian. Wow.
How about rich? A Connecticutite?
Nope. Any more guesses?
A Husky. A Connecticut.
A Connecticutter.
Ooh,
a Connecticutter.
Oh, man, you got a sweet Connecticutter on you, man.
Hey, hang on the line there, boy.
Hang on,
jeans.
Man.
If
jeans fit you perfect.
Hang on there, John. A Connecticutter.
More Big Tony coming up if you'd like to be a contestant. 844-999-OLA.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.